So the big question is this: how can fitness entrepreneurs like us who are building our own brand, our own wealth, and our own legacies, how do we run a streamlined business that doesn't need us there 24/7 and yet still double or more the number of sales we're making without additional market spend? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Trevor Bucherri. I'm an entrepreneur, multi-7-figure gym owner, business coach, speaker, husband, and father. And welcome to Gym Profit Rocket. Let's do this. What's up, gym owners? Trevor Bucherri here, and welcome to Gym Profit Rocket Podcast. I'm excited to have you here today because, you know, when we're talking about sales numbers and tracking, it's usually pretty dull. You know what I mean? And most people don't like to talk about it. I actually do like to talk about it, but here's the deal. It leads to exploding your cash, and who doesn't want to explode their cash? So that's what we're talking about today. And first thing I want to talk about is really a question. I'm going to start off with a question. So how many different categories of lead collection are you tracking? So when people think about lead collection, you know, generally the normal, consensus on that is we're talking about paid advertisement. We're talking about Facebook leads or Instagram leads or YouTube or wherever you're advertising. That is really what people think about as lead collection. But the fact is that there's so many different areas that we're actually collecting leads or that we want to be collecting leads. And this leads to segmentation of our leads. So by this, I mean, we have leads that have come in from walk-ins, from referrals, from website inquiries, through events, through appointments that did show up and didn't buy, appointments that did show up and did buy, appointments that didn't show up at all, appointments that did show up and say that they want to do a later program. And honestly, the list goes on and on. And truly segmenting our list of leads or opportunities, I like to call them as well, just enables us to really look at those particular areas individually and say, how are we doing in each of these areas? Maybe we're crushing it on our walk-ins, and our conversion from the number of walk-ins that we have, turning those into clients, is extremely significant. But maybe we're just completely just dying on referrals. The number of referrals we get and the number that we actually turn into clients is so small. And that's the beautiful thing, is that by identifying these particular areas, the areas that we're really doing well in and the areas that maybe we want to put more attention into, it enables us to then take our attention, put it into those particular areas that are going to give us the greatest bang for our buck, the greatest return for our investment of time, and then we're just going to be going skyrocket from there. And that's really what this is about, first things first. So once we've actually looked at all those different categories and we've segmented and we said, okay, here's all my different categories in my business. Next, we're gonna take all of our leads that we have right now that we've acquired up to this point, and we're gonna do our best to actually put those leads into the correct category. We're gonna put the referrals in the referral area. We're gonna put the walk-in in the walk-ins areas. We're gonna put the website inquiries in the website inquiries area, just so we have a strong base. And then from there, we can really start to track all these other things that we're going to be talking about as we're moving forward here. Because, I mean, that was the hard part. That's the hard part, is really segmenting these things into different categories. So that way you can then say, okay, here's my starting point. All right, so now we have our segmentation, and this was the hard part. And if you haven't done that yet, make sure you go back and segment your list. Segment your list of leads into all those different categories, from walk-ins to referrals to website inquiries and whatever else pertains to your particular business. That's the hard part, and this comes the fun part next, because we have four simple areas that we're gonna be using to actually track sales numbers. And not only that, but we're gonna be able to then hold our sales team accountable. If you have a sales team selling for you, hold yourself accountable. If you're a solopreneur and you're actually doing your own sales and your own metrics, you're going to actually know how to coach your team or yourself, all right, depending upon what numbers you see. And ultimately, you're going to be able to understand exactly what return you're getting for each situation. So let me talk about this. By having your lists segmented into all those different categories we talked about, what this is going to do is it's going to enable you to say, wow, I'm doing really well here. Wow, I'm not doing really well here. I can see the return on my time if I just put my attention here. All right. That's, again, if you're a solopreneur. Same thing if your team is running it for you. You'll be able to coach them specifically. And ultimately, you're going to know exactly what return and how well you're doing in each particular situation, as opposed to if you take all your leads as an entire conglomerate all combined together, it's going to be very, very hard to tell and to hone in on exactly what particular area you're doing well on and what particular area you're not doing too well on. So let's talk about these four simple areas here. So now here's the big picture. We have all these segmented lists of leads. We have referrals, we have website inquiries, and we also have walk-ins. I'm just gonna use those for a quick example. Now, in each particular area, we're gonna look at the number of leads we have, the number of appointments we're able to set in that area, the number of shows that we have, if we're a brick and mortar and we have people showing up to sell, otherwise it's internet marketing, it's still maybe a show on a phone sale, and then the number of sold. So again, when we're looking at walk-ins, we're looking at the number of leads we have, the number of walk-in leads, the number of appointments that we get from the walk-ins, the number of shows we have from the walk-ins, and the number of sold from the walk-ins. And then we move over to referrals, and we look at the number of referral leads we have, the number of appointments that we're able to set from those referral leads, the number of shows that we're having, and the number of sold in that actual segment. And then we look at website inquiries, the number of leads we have, the number of appointments set, the number of shows, and the number of sold. So now I think you're starting to get the picture that we're now able to segment each particular category and see specific statistics for each category, so we know where we're putting our time, how we're doing in each category, and where we actually want to put more of our time moving forward so we can actually get the greatest return for our time. All right, I just want to take a quick second and be redundant here. I want to talk about something I've already said probably two or three times, but it's just so important, I want to drill it in. Normally when people are talking about number of leads to appointments set to shows to sold, they're talking about paid advertisement. Paid advertisement, you know, I just spent a bunch of money on Facebook, I got these leads, I turned this many into appointments, this many showed up, and this many I was able to convert and sell into a client. That's generally how it's talked, but this can actually be done talking about any segment, any area we just spoke about above. So we can have the same conversation when we're talking about referrals, when we're talking about website inquiries, when we're talking about walk-ins or whatever area it may be. So we can actually see the specific segmented conversion on that particular area. This way, you can see, man, I'm putting the same amount of time, I'm putting equal time into all these areas, but this one area is converting amazingly well, and this other area is not converting well at all. Maybe this is an area you delegate because is it still worth it? Sure, it's still worth it to actually follow up and make sure we're following up on any type of lead, but maybe the majority of our time is then spent in those areas that are crushing it. So that's why it's so important to segment, because if we're conglomerate and we're actually combining everything in one, we may just be spending a bunch of time, we're wasting time on areas that really are not giving us the return we're looking for. So moving on here, let's talk about more about paid advertisement here, because one of the really cool thing that you can do with paid advertisement is you can actually figure out your cost per sign up. You can figure out your cost per sign up. And how you do that is you take your number of leads that you had, all right, and you times that by your cost per lead. And that gives you your total cost for all leads. So let's just say this, let's say you got 100 leads and it was costing you $5 per lead. Well, total cost for all leads was $500. Then from there, you take your total cost for all leads and you divide that by the number of signups that you get. So let's just say you got 50 signups, or excuse me, 10 signups. Let's say 10 signups, just to make this easy. So you spent $500, you got 10 signups, divide those together, you spent $50 per signup. And that is, again, just a formula you can always see, you know, from a paid advertisement standpoint or anything that you're paying for, any lead that you're paying for in any way, shape, or form, you're able to then say, here's how many leads I had, how many of them turned into clients, divide the two together, and here's how many leads you had, here's the cost of those leads, here's how many clients I ended up with, and then divide the number of clients into the cost, and that will give you your cost per client or cost per sign up, whatever program that you were selling. So here's the beautiful takeaway with these numbers, because we're talking about a lot of numbers, but what's the point? Because from these numbers, not only are we going to be able to see exactly where we want to be spending our time, where we're getting a much greater return on our investment, say if we're working with referrals compared to another resource of leads that may not be pulling as well, But also from these numbers, we're going to see where we need coaching ourselves. If we're the ones who are doing the selling and the follow-up, we're going to see exactly the area that we're going to need to be able to be focusing on to actually bring our numbers to an explosive level. Or if we have a sales team, for example, who's selling for us, we're then going to be able to see specifically where we want to be coaching them so that they can increase their numbers as well. And here's what I mean by that. When we're looking at number of leads, number of appointments, number of showed, and then number of sold, that's what I mean. So we have number of leads here. What is our percentage of number of appointments that are set here? And depending upon your metrics, whatever you have as far as your expectation, we usually do call it a 50, 50, and 50, you know, sell. And this is, again, just generic. You may be much higher than that. We are doing higher than that right now, but just as a good place to start. So you have 100 leads. How many of them were set for an appointment? Say 50%, which means 50 of them, all right? And then how many of them that were set for appointments showed up? Let's just say 50%, which is 25 of them. And then how many of those were actually sold at the end? 50%, which is say 12.5. Now again, you may have different standards. We definitely have different standards, but when you're looking at those metrics, whether it's you who's doing the follow-up and the selling or your team who's doing the follow-up and selling for you, if all of a sudden you see 20% or 15% in one of those areas and 70% in another, let's just say, for example, you have 100 leads, you had 15 appointments set from those 100 leads, which is only 15%, but you had all of them show up and all of them sold. Wow. The big coaching tip here is we've got to work on lead to appointment. If we can actually increase the number of appointments set from these particular leads and everything else stays the same, the sales are going to explode. So now with these particular numbers, we're able to actually coach each particular area, each particular salesperson to make sure that they're getting the greatest amount of conversion and really just explode the cash in the business. That's what we're talking about here. You explode the cash, you're helping more people, and that is really our mission. So one quick bonus I do want to mention here is tracking referrals. So in every situation, I can't recommend it enough. Every situation you're bringing someone into your community, let's just say you sold a membership, you sold a trial, you sold a challenge, whatever it may be, are you asking for referrals? We're going to talk about referral marketing in one of my upcoming podcasts, but really just that idea of, hey, who else do you know? Who would you actually love to bring in here as a workout buddy? We've seen the greatest amount of success with people working out with other people. Who do you know? Who would you like to bring in? I would like to give them a 2 free week pass in your name. Again, this is just a suggestion. This has been something we've been able to really help explode our business even more through referrals. And they say that great businesses are able to actually bring between 60 to 80% of their future business in through referrals. So hope you get a bunch out of that here. And again, thank you all so much for your time. Can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Trev Bucherri here, Jim Profit Rocket. You have an incredible rest of your day. Take care. For more awesome content and big announcements, connect with me on social media at Trevor Bucherri, and be sure to check out gymfollowupsecrets.com where you can get your free download of my 23 missed money-making opportunities for gyms. Again, that's gymfollowupsecrets.com. Have the best day today and get after it.